Hello, everyone, and welcome to another SDGC review discussion. I'm Derek. I'm here with Britt and with Justin. How's it going, buds?
It's Hello. Going. It's been a big lazy day. I've just been playing Rebirth all day.
Yeah. What about you,
Bustin? I had to work this morning. I have to work like one Saturday every like month and a half, 2 months, and today was my day.
Well, good news. You get to be here with buds, and we can talk about a video game. It's the new craze sweeping the nation. It's the only thing your teens are talking about. It's Balatro. All the teens are out here Balatro maxing.
Oh my god, you don't understand like their need for it. Their desire for this fucking game has been wild.
We're just talking about ourselves at this point. God, Balatro. So we for transparency's sake, were given a copy of the game on were we given a PC or Switch copy?
I got PC, and then okay. I bought it on Switch.
Gotcha. We were given a PC copy of the game from publisher PlayStack, so thank you to PlayStack for offering us a review code, giving us the opportunity to do a review of the game. So, Britt, you've played a shitload of Balatro.
I have. I've played an ungodly amount of the game.
I grabbed it yesterday and have played an unhealthy amount already.
It's so addicting. You don't expect it to be.
And Justin has not played it at all, but you're familiar with the basic concept, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, basically, if you listen to any gaming podcast right now, everyone's like, hey, I checked out this game called Balatro. And I talked about it for like 20 minutes. So, yeah. Yeah. I have heard a good amount of discussion around the game, but I have not played it myself yet.
Okay. Okay. Britt, as the person who's got the most time with it, why don't you tell us a little bit about Balatro?
So it is, and it's going to sound crazy, all right? Teenagers, stick with me. It is.
Even though you're all obsessed with this game, as we previously established.
Don't come at me for not describing it to a T. So it is a rogue-like poker game, essentially. So what you do, it's like normal poker game. You have poker hands and you want to try to score the highest points you can. However, there's a twist to it, right? And these twists are jokers, planet cards, celestial cards. Wait, no, that's the planet cards.
There's the arcana, right?
Yeah, arcana. There we go. That's what I'm thinking of. And then the specter cards.
Yeah.
So all of these can do a wide array of things. Jokers specifically, you get 5 of them. And they will boost your deck in certain ways. So like, it'll give you a bonus for using heart cards. If you get a pair, then you get a bonus. Like just, I'm not going to go through all the bonuses because I couldn't.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah, there's a shit ton. I haven't even finished unlocking all of them.
Yeah. The long and short is there's a lot of poker terminology, but it's really not poker in the grand scheme of
it's
things.
It's like poker themed and then just kind of goes off
because
and does its own
the
thing.
The poker
right?
hands are what score you points, like 2-pair, a flush, a full house, etc.
And that's it. That's all you need to know about poker.
Because you're not betting against other people. You're just playing a hand, and that hand earns you points based on the value of the cards and the type of hand you played. And you're trying to beat the blind, which is like the score, like par, right? You got to get above that score within so many hands to pass the level effectively.
Right. So here's a dumb question. And this has honestly been the thing that has kept me from jumping right into Balatro because I've heard such great things about it. However, I cannot for the life of me remember what poker hands are which.
So the good news is there's a little list.
That was my question. That was my question.
And says like, this is what a 2-pair is. This is what a flush. This is a straight flush, etc. Because of the methods of like the game and how scoring works, it also tells you how many points it's worth and what the multiplier is because it's also a math game. somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't pay attention to that. I just fucking pray. I play my cards and I pray. And I've somehow won.
the few times that I have played poker in my life, I actually have a reputation for being completely unreadable because I have no idea what the fuck is in my hand.
You don't know what I'm doing because I don't know what I'm doing, motherfuckers. Like,
the good thing about this is you don't need a poker hand.
Yeah, there was one time I was like, yeah, I was literally like, oh, you know, I don't think I have anything. And they're like, you have a full house. Yeah. And yeah, and so that's me in poker, and that has been the thing that has been kind of made me nervous about.
So I'm going to throw a twist at you, okay? So because when you start Bellatro, you have a standard deck of 52 cards, right?
Yeah.
2 through 10, Jack, Queen, King, Ace of every suit, and you have like the list of like a pair, a straight, a two pair, a flush, etc., and what those things are worth. But as Britt pointed out, you get upgrades, right? So you can get an Arcana card because you've won and you get so much money and you get to go to the shop in between rounds and you bought an Arcana card. And this Arcana will let you upgrade 2 out of your 52 cards in your deck to have a higher multiplier. Or you can buy a Joker that, like Brittany said, gives you a bonus on any heart cards you play. You can also just change your deck around. You can just get more fours of hearts if you want.
Yeah,
which feels like a sin. Like
you can dupe cards. Like it sounds like a lot, but it's really not because you don't get to do all of this in like a round. It just happens to be like what you can afford, and whatnot. Yeah. So the process of the game is you have a small blind, a big blind, and then a boss blind. And essentially you play the small and the big blind to get money. You can skip them and you will get little bonuses, for skipping the small and the big blinds.
You're kind of like taking the risk that the bonus you get will be better than anything
better than just playing
bought.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the boss blind is a bitch. So it'll have like a negative that appears when you're going into battle. So basically it'll either be like, you can't discard any cards, you'll get -1 hand, you can only play one hand, as in like, if you did a flush and then try to do a flush again, or you did like doubles after that, a pair, it wouldn't work because you could only do flushes for the entire match.
Yeah, there's all kinds of these like restrictive modifiers on the boss blinds.
There's one where you have to beat it in one hand. Like
that's
just
hell.
Silliness.
That is
it
hell.
Is the needle. I will what never forget sicko. The first time I encountered
this is
the
a,
needle.
This
how,
is a one
how many
person
hands
developer.
Is it usually?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it depends
one person
on
developer. Right. Right. Like that. That's awesome.
Good news. It means this one person's a sicko, and we know it.
So the good thing is like as you buy more cards and stuff, they incentively make you want to, one, play the game, and two, buy shit, because the more shit you buy, you unlock decks. So, like, you start off with, I think it's the blue deck, which gives you +1 to your hand, so that means you can play 5 times in a round. The red deck, which is another, I think the one you get for, like, buying a Joker or something, don't quote me on that, I can't remember how you get it. But that will give you a plus to your discards. You normally get 4 discards, and then you can get 5. And that's my favorite deck. That's what I want on, because I love just, like, throwing shit away until I get a flush. But it's interesting, because when I first played the game, when I streamed it, I had no idea what I was doing. And Bronson, shout out to our community manager, Bronson. He held my hand through the whole thing.
I remember watching it being like, I don't know poker hands and I can't offer you any help. I'm lost.
Like, right. Well, like, I knew poker hands just because I'm a Yahtzee nerd. I fucking love Yahtzee. But then I was like, he was like, the very first hand I had a flush in it. And he was like, Britt, no, why did you get rid of that? So yeah, thanks to Bronson for helping me along. But when I had first initially played, I had no fucking idea what I was doing. And I was just playing like doubles. I know pairs exist in poker. I'm gonna play that. And then eventually you just keep playing, and you have to get to an ante. I believe it's 8.
Yeah.
Is it 8? So an ante is basically when you beat a boss blind.
So you go like up a tier and then you go small, big boss again. Gotcha. And then again. And
yeah. So basically you just, it's just rinse and repeat. You do small blind, big blind, boss blind. And like I said, it's a roguelike. So you're going to have random cards that go through that you can pick up. And give boosts to yourself.
Yeah, random rewards at the shop, things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's super addicting. Like, you don't realize how addicting it is until you play it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I thought I was immune to propaganda.
Yep.
And it turns out I'm not.
Every single person I have heard that have played this game is like, I mean, it looks fine. Like, I don't think I'll be as into it as everybody else. Like, this game has ruined my life.
Yeah. It's funny because there's a crowd of us in the SDEGC Discord server, which, if you're not in, you should absolutely join. And we basically just talk about Balatro and just like what gets us and us winning and how frustrating it is. And it's just, it's a lot of fun to just like talk shop about the game and how everybody's doing. Because it is relatively hard to win. It's not like an easy game to win. So, you know, getting that first win and like, you just want to tell so many fucking people, and the Discord's good for that. It's been fun kind of seeing everybody's progress with it. But yeah, I'm a big, board game nerd. Like, I love card games. I love board games. For like the last 2 months, I've just been playing solitaire in my downtime, and then I got Balatro. So that's what I do in my downtime.
Yeah.
It's just a really fun way to play a game if you are like trying to chill. If you're trying to chill, or you're like me where you get like anxiety paralysis and you want to play a game but you don't know what to play, like that one's easy because it, you know, it's just something you don't have to think about. You can just
pull it up. It's a great serotonin boosting time killer.
It is. Yeah.
Sorry, you go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, like, I love roguelikes as a concept, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of roguelikes that I very much enjoy, but so much of the genre, it's everywhere, right? Like, every indie is a roguelike, it feels like. And so many of them are either Dead Cells or Hades. Do you know what I mean?
What do you think started like this huge trend? Do you think it was Hades?
I don't know, because honestly, this trend has been going on for a very long time. But I do think it's
just kind of exploded.
It's never stopped growing, right?
It makes a lot of sense for like smaller teams.
Sure, it absolutely does.
Just because, like, hey, this adds a lot of variety. It adds a lot of longevity, and but it doesn't require like building up more and more levels, creating more and more assets,
right?
That sort of thing. Like, so having it be like this tight, focused, highly replayable, and changing thing makes a lot of sense for smaller teams. Like, I totally understand why,
for sure,
it has become so embraced by like a lot of indie teams.
What's nice about Balatro is, like,
it's so different.
Yes, because so many of these roguelikes are either Dead Cells or Hades, like I said. And
right. Mm-hmm.
This is something where not only the flavor of the game is different, but, like, the gameplay loop is different. And it's very unlike what is common in roguelikes. So I think even people who are not big on roguelikes, right, what they're really not big on is the constant barrage of action roguelikes. And this is just a very different thing. I think even if people don't know poker, right, like, this is still pretty friendly to get into, because, you know, you're going to mess up your first couple of rounds. That's fine. Like, you learn. That's a good thing about a roguelike. The structure allows you to learn the game's mechanics through failure. So,
and at your own pace.
Exactly. So yeah, like, I think Balatro, I think maybe that's why, like, every single person who's played it has loved it, is it is very approachable. It is, like you said, Britt, a great, if you just want to put in 30 minutes or you want to lose a whole evening.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
It's a great travel, like, game.
They just announce a mobile version of it today?
Did they?
Did they?
Or, like, yesterday, yeah.
Well, be.
Oh, wow.
Very recently.
Fucking timing.
Yeah,
fucking timing.
No.
Yeah, this game's gonna crush on mobile.
It's absolutely, yeah. I was playing 14, and then literally, like, so after I streamed the game, I hopped onto Final Fantasy 14, and I had it on my main screen, and then I kept Balatro on my secondary screen, and I was playing it while I was waiting in between queues and stuff. It's just, it's super addicting.
This is such a play it while a movie is going ass game.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. I think one thing I really love about this is it is very different from roguelikes.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that it's like, I don't think, and I'm not saying this has never happened before, but I don't think I've seen something like a roguelike be implemented into a board/card game, and I think they just did it really well. Like,
I mean, there are a few card themed ones, but like, I haven't seen any that have been actually based on like actual regular like, yeah, playing
stuff
cards.
Like Slay the Spire is different, right? Because it's cards,
or like Inscription.
But, yeah, but the cards are a battle system, right? And it's closer to a TCG than like feeling like a board game.
It'd be like somebody like making a roguelike out of Monopoly, which Monopoly kind of is already because it's different every round depending on what you pull, but like just making it like crazy. Like, it's just taking something that's so everywhere and just making it into a roguelike is funny. Like,
roguelike Monopoly would cause a spike in violent crime that would never go away.
Oh, roguelike Monopoly, divorce like, rates would increase 100%.
The goal is just to stay out of fucking prison.
Yeah.
In real life. Yeah.
Yeah, in both. In fucking both.
But yeah, I mean, bring it back to Balatro. God, yeah, it's just, it's fun because it's a very addictive game. It's very approachable. I think it's appropriate for all ages. Because again, we're talking about poker, but this is not a game that has any betting in it, right? There's no microtransactions. Mm-hmm.
How much is it?
Not much.
I think it's 20.
Okay.
I'll look.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and keep talking.
And it's also just very like joyous, right? In that it is fun. It's a little weird. But like all conversation around the game is this kind of wonderful surprise at how much everybody seems to love it, and
right,
and that's rare, and I kind of embrace these moments in gaming when something comes out and just takes everybody by storm, and we all temporarily put down our arms and come together.
So it is $15.
$15, okay. And it's currently on Switch, PC, PlayStation, and Xbox,
I think,
right?
It's on everything.
Yeah, it's on everything,
and then it's coming to mobile. All right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is not a game that anybody listening to this will have difficulty trying to play.
It's also just really, like, pretty what they do with, like, the cards and the effects and stuff.
I like the CRT effects, right, and the all of that. It's cool. I just like this game. I like this game a lot.
So
people should buy this game.
Yeah, I pulled up Steam just to see like the price, and you know they're having the spring sale right now, so I wanted to see if Balatro was on there. It's not, but you should buy it anyway.
Yeah, it's $15.
Yeah, it's $15.
And it just came out like what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, like about a month.
Pay $15 for a good game everyone loves.
So this review says this game is what it must have felt like for people in the 80s when Tetris came out. And I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Because like, it's just so universally loved and understood. And it's just a nice, fun, little cozy game.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess
we love cozies.
And this also seems like the type of thing that could actually appeal to people that don't play a lot of video games either.
I think for sure.
It's the sort of thing that, like, you know, we're talking about it as like a roguelike or something.
Yeah.
But like, it seems like people could just pick it up. It's like, oh yeah, this is a virtual card
game. Yeah, when this hits mobile, like I said, this is going to blow up with your parents. So.
Right, 100%.
Yeah. So get ready for that, teens, who, as we've previously established, are obsessed with Balatro.
Yeah,
and you know, teens are our core audience. Yeah.
Please, nope. I hope not, for the love of God.
Not with my mouth.
Go buy
on
your
me.
Drunk elephant or whatever the fuck you're into.
Oh, folks, we got anything else to add to this? I think we've pretty thoroughly covered. I mean, it's a good game and people should buy it. Bam, done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I'm so happy that I was able to get a code from WoW, especially WoW was the one that was able to provide us a code. And yeah, I'm glad I got it, and I tell everybody now to just go buy the
and
game,
this
do it.
This game has been pretty successful too, hasn't it? Already been the best-selling PlayStack published game.
Probably. I don't know who PlayStack is before now, so at least not by name anyway. But
I mean, I don't know. I love seeing things like this come out.
Yes,
and
yes, you love to see the
successful
little guys get a win.
Yeah,
it's always good in this industry.
100%. And there's been a few of those stories already this year.
Yeah.
And this one is a particularly bright one.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So thanks one more time to PlayStack for the review code and the opportunity for us to review this game. Balatro on everything but your cell phones right now and soon to come to your cell phones. $15. Do it. Kindness costs nothing. I don't know. How does John close these out?
You can find us every Thursday on Twitch at official SDGC. We go live
9 p.m. Eastern.
9?
8 Central.
It's 8 for me.
Yeah.
I always fuck that up. It's 9 for the Easternies and then 8 for Central.
Use a time converter because there's a whole world out there. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure when this is going to be posted. But we do have coverage from PAX East coming up. We will be going there and we'll be talking about a whole lot of games. And so there's going to be a whole lot of stuff coming from us in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Which I'm massively excited for.
So thank you all for joining for this, and we will see you next time.